Morning, from a second Eruvin Daf Nun Chet Noach. Let's open this Daf is the Daf of Noach Ochen. And we're at the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Bet at the new Mishnah. We've seen this Mishnah before. It's come a couple of times before in the Masechet. Mishnah says like this: Ein Modedin Ela Bechevel Shel Chamishim Meah. So if you're going to measure the distance, you need to use a rope, a 50 Meah rope. 50 amarab, right? About 25 meter rope. Lo pachot velo yoter. Not a longer one, not a shorter one. Rashi says in the Gemara, we explain why. Okay. Velo yimdot ele keneged libo. It's quite interesting. The Gemara says, when you hold the rope, you hold it here by your chest. So in other words, the Gemara is giving you, or the Mishnah is giving you a guideline of exactly how to measure, that each person measures in the same way. All right, look at Rashi. Kavu lo chachamim makom lelasum kshenegdo rosh hachevel. Chachamim made a place for you where you put the rope. Why? Shlo yiten ze keneged tzavaro, ze keneged raglav. So this guy won't do it next to his neck, and this guy next to his feet. Right? Vachev mitkatzer, vatchumim mitmaatin. Because basically, if you put it over here, right, and it's, if you look from the side of here, you lost almost the tefach, right, from your chest to your throat. So you end up having a shorter tchum. So that goes, look, we don't want that. And if another guy sticks it by his feet, say his feet, end of his toes, let's say, stick out of his chest, he gets a longer tchum. So no one's got the same, so to keep it uniform, right? As Chazal said, everybody hold it here by your chest, so that everybody's chest basically is the same distance from where they're measuring. Hayam Oded Vigil a guy, and we saw this as well, if you arrived at an area, and you got to a guy or a gader, right? So either like a hole in the ground, or you got to a mountain, which is now, or you get to a fence, right? Anything which you can't go through, right? Mavlio v'chozer lemidato. Right. So here we're talking about at the moment easy things. We'll see just now. We're talking about a mountain, and we'll see in a moment. Oh, I'm trying to see if there are any pictures over here. Here we got pictures. Yeah, I think they're pictures. Nice pictures over here. Just give me half a second. Okay, so the pictures don't really start. Yeah, yes, for example, the guy. Right, let's say you arrive over here, and there's like a bit of a well there, and the guy's like a low area, right? So we've got a gate, a fence, or a guy, or the next line is a mountain. So what does the Mishnah tell you? It says like this. William Dor Elekin. What does it mean, Mavlio? Look at Rashi. If this little emek, whatever you call this guy, like a bit of a wadi, isn't wider than 50 amas, Misfato Lisfato Bilamala, Api Sheyesh, but Mitrono Hiluchot Melapayim, Enomrim. תעלה מידת מדרונו למידת התחום, אלא יעמוד זה על שפתו מכאן וזה על שפתו מכאן, ויבלע מדרונו בחבל אחד. What's he saying? If the guy, you're going to go down, and then across, and then up. If it's 50 amas at the top of it, let's say that the top is 50, here's 50, but you're in an area that went down, and then like this, and then up. If we'd have to measure from the top on the left, and go down the slope, and then walk along the basin, and then go up along the slope on the other side, just that area there would be a lot of area. That we might think has to be included in the tchum. Now we'll see when we get to the end of the daf later on. It's a bit of a spoiler, but it's to put it into context. This whole basis here for measuring with a rope comes from a gla arufa and a ir miklat of and the arei levi'im. We saw yesterday that arei levi'im must have 2,000 amas outside the town. Right, that has to be measured. That's a din min haTorah. Tchum min haOlder Rabbanan, remember, but that's a din min haTorah. There, the Torah tells us that you got to measure the 2,000 amas exact. Eglah Arufah as well. Remember, Eglah Arufah, a body's found dead, and then they measure the cities and they see which town or city is closest to this corpse, and the Skanim come and say we didn't do it. The same idea. How do you know which town is closer to the corpse? You have to measure. And we'll get to it eventually. You'll see you measure again with a chevel of 50. The same idea. And this is where it's all based on. This is the asmachta for everything. All comes from there. Now there, we'll see at the end of the stuff, if you're going down a hill, You have to measure all the way down the hill. So you can't just skip out the hill. There you measure foot distance. So I remember we spoke about it before. I used the analogy with Waze. When you set Waze, so as you set the distance, it tells you 11 and a half kilometers. And then you suddenly hit, okay, go, and it suddenly becomes 14 kilometers. Because 11 and a half kilometers is as the crow flies. 14 kilometers is how the road is mapped out for you to drive. So exactly the same thing over here. We want to try and get to a 2,000 amit chum as the crow flies. And if there's a mountain going up, or if there's a wadi going down, or if there's a fence that you've got to climb over, we don't count each of those steps as you go down. We just count the distance from one end to the other under certain conditions. When we get to Eglai Rufa or to Irtchum of a levee, then you actually count not that how the crow flies, but the distance that it takes you to actually physically walk it. So you have to count all these things. Yeah, there are big coolers over here now in the Eruvin story. So again, you get to this wadi. As long as it's not 50, more than 50 amas wide, you can just simply ignore all the distances and you say 50 and you move on. Okay. If you veloyim dot el kenegel libo vayamo de bigeligo or gerim rob khozer mit to higel lahar mavlio ve khozer mit to sayma dia. Now what does it mean ve khozer le midato? Okay. So I think here we can use pictures. I think I saw a picture, yeah, a good picture. We can Okay, look at this picture over here. If you've got to go, if you're standing there and you want to, right, you're standing here and you now want to go over that wadi. But look how wide it is. You can't get across there. So you count your tchum up until there. You then walk sideways to the narrow spot. This distance over here doesn't count in the tchum. From there, you start measuring again how far you're walking, and you walk to there. And then you move back to in line with where you started on the other side of the wadi beforehand. You got it? So you're walking to there. You should have just walked across like that. But you can't walk straight across the wadi because it's too wide for you. So you move left to go find a narrower spot while you're walking basically at 90 degrees. That's not part of your tchum, so you ignore the counting. Get a spot where it's narrower. You start counting again, you cross over, and then you come back to start again in line with where you had come from in the first place. Clear? Right? That's what Chozer Midato is. That's Rashi Avia. Right? We get to Chozer Midato. He get to Har, Mavlio, and Chozer Midato. Same idea. You get to a mountain. You don't now count how many steps are up and how many amas are down. You just assume a line straight through as if you. We'll see just now there's a word, Likdor. Okay, we'll see the door could be either to cut through or to pierce through or to just make an assumption. A couple of mefarshim explain the difference in what it means. We'll see just now in a moment that you can do all of this as long as you end up not going through the tchum. In other words, if half the mountain would have been the end of your tchum, you can't now just walk all the way around to the other side and go out of the tchum, even if you're going to come back. That's exactly what Rashi says over here. Why can't you go out of your tchum? Shimei aruch voshel guy can neged ha'ir yotzei chutz to tchum. Right, if the width of this wadi, right, if it was opposite the town where you know how to go, turn left, cross over, turn right, and carry on moving, you'd now go out of the tchum. Right, v'zei alach v'ivlio shlo can neged ha'ir b'moded misvato. And you now went left, and you did the measuring over the wadi in the area that wasn't opposite the town. You had gone a bit to the south or to the east or to the west or the north, so you could cross over where it was a narrow part. Ulahalan lo yimdod ela ad kedei hashlamat ha-tchumin. You can't go any further if you have to go out the tchum. Just stop where you are. V'tzofe keneged makosh v'ato kala keneged ir b'toch ha-gai v'yetzen tzibane ha-tchum. Basically, just observe where you are, make your markings. אבל לא ימדוד וילך חוץ לתחום עד כנגד המקום תחילת שפת הגיא שכנגד העיר. Don't come all the way back to in line with where you wanted to be if it means now that that wadi is very wide and as a result you're going to go outside the תחום. לידע כמות יצא כמיין אותה למות יחזור או ענות משום גזירה שהרואה אותו, person sees you doing this, right? מודד והולך שם. See, if he's you measuring and walking over there, what will he say? Yomar, Shemidat Atchumin, Atkan. He'll assume that you can get up until then. So somebody walking from one town will see you busy measuring and going all the way around, even though you aren't really wanting to go out your trip, you only want to come back. But you have to get there to cross over this wadi and go around. He'll think that is the end of the chub and he will go there. Rashi brings another lotion, but it's very similar. Okay, let's carry on. That's the next mission. The mission says, Im eino yachol havlio. Well, that's what it says. Im eino yachol havlio. Right, we watch for yetzeh chutz l'chum. Im eso im enu yachol lavlio. Right. Now I put a full stop here. So one second. Watch for im enu yachol lavlio. Okay, if you can't, you aren't able to do this. It says bazo with regards to that scenario. Amar Rabbi Dostai Bar Yana Mishum Rabbi Meir Shamati Shemekadrin Beharim. Rabbi Meir said. Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Meir, in scenarios like that, understand she mekadrin et ha'ir, you either pierce the har in the mountains, you pierce through, you go through, you make. So we look at Rashi. Yeah, b'zor Rabbi Dostai bar Yana said like this: b'zor lemeutei arei miklat ve'glar ufai. See, I mentioned this earlier. In a scenario like this, you make assumptions, as opposed to ir miklat like of the Levim. Or so not that I used it wrong. I said like the Arei Levi'im, we were the 2,000 Amos. An Ir Miklat is also the Arei Levi'im, by the way. That's why I got confused. But an Ir Miklat, you know, if a person is running to the Ir Miklat to get away, he killed somebody by mistake, by Shogeg, he's running away, and the Goel Adam, the guy's relative, he's running after him to try and kill him. If he catches him outside the Ir Miklat, he can kill him, halakhically. He's got to try and get into the Ir Miklat. The Tchum of the Ir Miklat is also Kolet. Okay, so in other words, even if he's in the Ir Miklat, but he's in the Tchum of the Ir Miklat, so it is if he's in the Ir Miklat. And that Tchum you measure with a rope, the same as we do this, and that Tchum is measured exact. So if there's a mountain, you've got to go up and you've got to go down, and the mountain, let's say from here to here, would be 100 meters, but because you've got to go up the mountain and down the mountain, it's 150 meters, that mountain's called the 150 meters from the town. And if there's a wadi that you got to go down, and from the top to the bottom, from one side to the other side would be 200 meters, because you got to go down like this and up like that, 300 meters, that would be 300 meters from the town. So you already got 200, so there's a mountain, which is now 200 amas and 300 amas. You're already 500 amas from the town, even though as the crow flies, you're really only 200 amas from the town. Okay, then Eglarufa, or in a Ir Miklat, it would count. That's why he says up here, Abdul Stai, Bezo, here Chachami will make you. Right, the ain makadrin. Now, what does makadrin mean? So Rashi says, "Yeah, makadrin means nokvin, you pierce." But I did see, I think that in the Steinsaltz he quoted the Aruch that. Let me see if I'm not making this up. I read it the other day. Can't find it now. Okay, trust me on that one. Oh yeah, here, Makadrin. Yeah, I found it. It says Makadrin. Shevinsky says, Lashon Kidrin of Shabbat Kamatzor in a few different ways. Yeshomrim Shekidu Mashmo Asiat Neke, making a hole, piercing it. Yeshomrim Shekar Shor Shor Kidur, Kamo Kidur Lachtok, and some say to cut. Sharei Kanach Yishuv Hu Keilu Nechtacha Midron Chatichot Chatichot. We'll see in a moment that when you're walking up the mountain, if you can't get across the mountain, just like go around and make the assumptions, when you walk up the mountain, we'll see, in fact, we've all got pictures here, but I'll show you in a moment. If you look at me like this, as you climb up, because the mountain's going up like this, so we want to measure from here to here. So if you'd have to measure this way, it'd be a problem. So what you do is you measure, you walk the mountain, one person with two people. One person stands at the bottom, one person a little bit higher up, and you hold the rope across each other like that. Then you walk further up, and he's always standing. In other words, this guy is always standing where the guy ahead of him was standing previously. There are pictures over here, look here. If you're walking up the mountain, so I'm there. Let's say there are two people, right? Two. So I stand there and you stand there and we measure straight. Then you stand there and I stand there, we measure straight. Then I stand there, you stand there, we measure straight. So basically, you see, we're not measuring this area. We're just measuring from here to here to here to here to here as if we're piercing through the mountain, right? So at the end of the day, we actually get just the distance of how the crow flies. So that's what he says over here. That's the other way of explaining it. And then the Meiri says that just you make an assumption. You don't actually physically do it. You just make an assumption. We'll see in our Gemara, we'll see a machlok whether you learn this Mishnah Lekula or Lechumra. Okay. So we got it, right? The idea is that you don't include the walking space. You try and get it as the crow flies. Gemara says, Minani Mini. So where do we know all of this from, right? All this din. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, the Amar Kra. We got a pasuk. The pasuk says Erech Hachatzer Me'ah Be'amah V'Rocha Chamishim B'Chamishim. We've seen this pasuk before, by the way. This pasuk in Shmot Erech Hachatzer of the Mishkan Me'ah Be'amah V'Rocha Chamishim B'Chamishim V'Koma Chamesh Amot Shesh Mozar V'Adnehem Nechoshet. Right. So now we got this Erech Hachatzer Me'ah Be'amah V'Rocha Chamishim B'Chamishim. We saw this pasuk. Remember when we saw this? We saw this many daf ago, where we learned the idea of building a square tchum. We said we take the chamishim in the middle, and we take the balance, we put it around that chamishim, and we end up having corners, and we fill in the corners, and we create like a tablet which is bigger. Remember? To create the tchum. That was the idea. So we said, chamishim v'chamishim, amratra b'chevel shel chamishim ama, medod. So it says, chamishim b'chamishim. What do you mean chamishim b'chamishim? Take a chevel of chamishim and measure it. So wait a second. Hamibayla, this is what we need. Yeah, this is a Gemara over here. It tells us where it is, by the way. This is on Daf Kaf Gimel. If any remember on Kaf Gimel, on Daf Kaf Gimel, you know what? We've got a picture here. I'll show you what it was. This was the idea. Remember we had this on Daf Kaf Gimel? Where we said we took a square and we had a field and we had the 100 by amas and we said we take out 50 and then we cut these into strips. And we put 50 there, 50 there, 50 there, 50 there. And we left to the corners. We take this last strip over here and we cut it up into four. And we fill it in and this becomes 100. And that is basically the area. And there we spoke specifically about being able to plant in the one and plant in the other. The whole story. That was the idea of 50. The Gemara said, what are you talking about? We already need this 50 by 50. We've used this pasuk for something else. In Daf Kaf Gimel of creating that... That tavla, you can use that pasuk over here. So Gemara says, "Im kain lema kra chamishim chamishim." If it was just for that sugya there, would have said chamishim chamishim. My chamishim be chamishim. Why did I say 50 by 50 with a bet over there? Shma pina tarti. We can use it for more. We've got extra ability to use a pasuk. We can use this base. It becomes our makor for counting 50 for the chevel. Now we count at a time. Okay, tala. Now we saw the Mishnah said lo pachov lo yoter, not less and not a longer rab, not a smaller rab. So Tana, it's like we're in the bright lo pachot, why lo pachot? Ibnai shemarbe. What does it mean marbe? Look at Rashi. Ibnai shemarbe keshavet chatzai. The rope is too short. Yachol lemotcho u'marich hamida. If it's a short rope and the two of you on either side of the rope, so you've got greater control over the rope, so you can pull it and stretch it out tighter, and by making it tighter, it's a little bit longer now. Right, so if it's longer, you're going to use the same rope to count more space. Right, so you're going to marbe, you're going to increase the distance of the tchum. Cholim tov baruchim and v'hatorabra bechevel shel chamishim amah yimdod. It has to be 50. And then why not with a smaller one? Why with a longer one? Lo pachov lo yoter. So the bride here says lo yoter. Why? Shemit neishim amayit. Shechovdo machpilo, umitkatzer beemtzeita. If it's a very long rope and it's a heavy rope, so it's going to sag in the middle, you aren't going to be able to pull it properly, it won't be taut. And now that 50 amma rope will end up being measured every time as a 48 amma rope, 49 amma rope, or 49 and a half amma rope. And imagine it, 2000 ammas, okay, divided by 50 is what? It's 40, you've got to measure it 40 times, correct? 2000 divided by 50 is 40, you know? 40 times. 250, is that 200? Yeah, 2000, right? It's early. Okay, so now you got to do that. You got to repeat this. You got to repeat this 40 times. So 40 times. If you're missing out a quarter of an amma over 40 times, you know you end up losing a few ammas along the way. You end up having a shorter. We don't want you to shorten it or lengthen it. Now the Gemara says the amra of Asi able to deliver chevel shel apaskima. So Rav Asi says you use a particular type of rope. What is it, Rav? He says a chevel shel apaskima. He says my apaskima. What is this apaskima? I'm Rav Nargila. What is Nargila? I'm Rav Yaakov Dikla Chad Dechad Nivra. He says it's a palm, some sort of a palm tree. And Dechad Nivra says siv shegadel mitgalgel sliv adekel v'kein vigle shel gfanim. Some sort of like a vine, something growing around the palm tree. that you would stretch out like in one, in other words, not a weave, not multiple strands, one strand. Ikad Amri Maya Pascal goes to something else, Rabbi Abba Amar Nagila, Rabbi Yaakov Amar Dikla, Dechad Navras. Okay, so it seems to be a machloket. So the one limud is that they agree what it is, the other limud is that the machloket is. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chanina, Ein Lecha She'afel Midah Yotem Mishal Shlot Shel Basel. He says, in reality, the brighter, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chanina, you draw the you steal. Aba Mana Seh, Shre Amar Torah U'beyado Chevel Midah. Gemara quotes a pasuk over here. Zasher enai ve'evi ne ish biyado chevel midah in Zechariah. It uses there the word chevel midah. So the Gemara assumes that we need chevel. The Gemara says hakativ ubiyada ish kaneh midah. So you got chevel, and we've got another pasuk that says there kaneh. Right now, these are all talk. All these pasukim over here are speaking about. Rashi says ubiyado chevel midah b'mishkan shel Yecheskel, in measuring the mishkan of Yecheskel. Then the Gemara says, well, got another pasuk that says. So why are you using dafka the chevel? What about a kane, using a rod of some kind? The Gemara says no. There's a difference between the two of them, right? Hahu letare, right? Letare ashes aviyah lesha'arim limdod rochav asha'arim. So when it comes to measuring the width of the gates, there you use a kane. There you use a rod, some sort of stick. When it comes to measuring the distances of the chatzir and all of that, then use a chevel. Turn to Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says like this. Shosha chavadim, and there are 2-3 types of chevel that you can use. Shel magag. Rashi says here, magag is yon kebelas, whatever that is. Levish anima kabele tuma. It's like some sort of a growth of a jinnah kabele tuma. Shiyuko maase parabetara. Right? So there, they would use all these things for tara. Shel netzer. Netras in the tarim. Areva. Klufa. Some sort of like a willow type of thing. Right, and then Vishel Pishtan and flax. Shel Magag Lepara. What's Magag for? For the Para Duma, because you won't have any Makabal Tuma. Ditnan Kaftua Bechevel HaMagag V'natnu Agav Marachta. You tie it up with the rope of a Magag and you drag it across, you bring it there. Shel Netzarim. What's Netzarim for? This is the willow one. Le Sota. That you use for the case of the Sota. What's going on with the Sota over there? Right? V'acharkach Mevi Chevel HaMitzri V'Kosho Lemale Bidadea. Right, you know, you tie. These are all those. We thought we learned them. Say, sort of whether you're going to, if she's going to have to drink the stuff and drink the may marim, and she might pop, etc. But she'll pishtan, and what's pishtan? Nobody does. Time for measuring is used pishtan. Hayam oded v'gias. So now we see how Rashi actually points out. I think I might have skipped out something. Ditnan kavtu bechel megag. Hayam oded v'gias. Medani chos limidato. No, I don't know why. I'm skipping out something over here. Rashi says, "Netzarim areva klufa, for who siv v'ach Rabbi Yosef paligad Rabbi Asi." So he says, "I remember this Rashi. There's a machloket here. Rashi saying, 'Rabbi, we had Tani Rabbi Yosef, Shlosha chavalim em shel magag shel netzer v'shel pishtan, shel magag lepara, and he said, and so basically we have a siv. This netzarim is a siv, and Rashi says turiya dekel, and Rabbi Yosef. When Rabbi Yosef said what they were, he said that magag." Netzarim uTzuria Dekel. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's relevant. I can't care. Verses like this. Now we get to the back of the Mishnah. Hayam oded vehigio. Okay, so if he was measuring and he came to a guy or to a wall or to a mountain. Midatani chozer midato. Since we say he goes back now, remember we said he's walking straight. He will go left, cross over the riverbed, and then turn right and come back in line with where he was starting in the first place. That if he isn't able to do this, the Mishnah says that you go into the river and just assume you cross over. So the Gemara says that we assume that because the Mishnah says you've got to go over, if where you are you can't go over, let's say it's too wide or too high or too hard or there's bushes or there are wild animals in the way, whatever the case is, right? Then you've got to move around and get back to where you were. Keneged midato v'chozer. So observe where you left out and make a mental note, you know, to get back to the spot that where you were. Was it Tnila Ha? We very learned the Tana Rabbanan. Ayam oded v'giach hamidah legai. He came to this wadi. Im yachol lav liyo b'chedah shel chamishu amam mavliyo. If he can, he does. V'im lav holech l'makom shachol v'lo mavliyo. And then he would observe where he was, came back to the same line where he was. And now the brightest luck is im gai haya mu'ukam. If this wadi wasn't just a straight wadi, it was a wadi that like went around, right? Any of you have been to the Grand Canyon, so you see how these things don't. I'm trying to see the picture over here. There's no picture here of any pictures in the archdrawn. Here we are. Look here. If this is your wadi, right? So it goes like that. There it's quite easy. You've just got to go across, and there's the narrow spot. You just go there, narrow, come back. But what happens if it's like this, and you want to walk there? You're going in that direction, and the narrow spot is, so you're going from north to south. And the narrow spot, you've got to go all the way back north, east, and then get over there, and then come all the way back around here. That's what I'm talking about, right? That's the case. Right, so there you would magdir. So there the magdir is like we're saying over here, like we said in counting the rope. Then you'd go up like that or down like that, and you'd basically just count the crow flying area, and you would try and neutralize the gradient, the slant. Pegila kotel, right? So now you get your arrival a wall. Ein omrim yikova kotel, right? You don't actually have to make a hole through the wall. That's what I say. You don't have to make a hole through the wall. Ela omdo volechlo. You make an assessment. Let's say this wall is 10 amas wide or 3 amas wide or an amma wide, and you get to the side, walk around the wall, and then carry on again. Okay? The gross of a high on time, but then we learn mavlio vechozer midato. But with the brighter and the Mishnah, in our Mishnah said mavli over chozer minato. You've actually got to do havla'ah. You don't have to just make an assumption and carry on. Hatam nichetash Mishnah, hachalo nichetash Mishnah. That would just depend. If you're able to get through the area, right? So here, for example, in this picture of here, in our books, picture 216 on page 72. So if you've got to walk like that, right? So there, it's nichetash Mishnah. You can walk up over there and hold from there to there and just walk, right? But when it's not nichetash mishtan, when it's impossible to do that, then you don't have to do that. In other words, I think the line over here of the Gemara, the thinking over here is that everything within reason, right? You don't have to have to exaggerate too much. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Lo shanu l'shein chuta mishkolet yored kenegdo. When do we say that you've got to do kiddur and do this measuring? If let's say you've got a wadi in front of you. Now, what's a chuta mishkolet? Chuta mishkolet is, now I think it's called a plum. I'm a builder, I should know these things. It's called a plum in English. It's called a plume ball or something. Plum, what's it called? What's the right word for it?
Plum line.
Plum line, thank you. Like you got a weight at the bottom and you hold the string and the thing falls down. It's like to try and get angles to make sure walls are straight and all things like that. So if you've got that rope there and you drop it and it goes whoops, straight down in front of you, that's an area where you don't have to do this measuring. Then you just either climb down, go right across, or you just assume from the top, whatever, that's fine. Right? That's what he said. Lo shanu l'shein chuta mishkolet yored kenegdo. When do we do this kiddur, with like measuring at the gradient with two people, if the plumb line doesn't fall all the way down? Okay? However, aval chuta mishkolet yored kenegdo. But if the plumb line does fall, and it's so sharp that it falls straight down, morado medida yafa. Right, but if it does form all the way down, then what do? Then you've actually got to measure. You measure up to the top of this wadi, you climb down into the wadi, and then you measure the whole base of the wadi, and you get up on the other side, and you carry on again, because essentially it's a nice flat area. It's very straight. The plumb line falls straight down, so there's no problem. And if you look over here, you can see the picture like this. Right, so there he's there. There's the plumb line. If you look, there's the plumb line falling down. This is very nice. Just climb in here, measure there, get up there, and get up there. I suppose if you can see that these walls are parallel, you can just measure across, right? You don't have to go all the way down and do the whole thing. That's the idea. Now, the guy says, come on, Koshel guy. How deep does this guy have to be, right? Rashi says, the name of Mavlio Keshurachav. How deep does it have to be that you don't have to walk down? You can just measure along the top. That's the Gemara's question. So Amar Yosef Apayim, Yosef says 2,000 amas. If it's a kilometer deep, don't go down. If it isn't a kilometer deep, go down. Right, Etve Abaya, Abaya was a kashya to him, right, to Rav Yosef. Amok Meya Verochav Chamishim Mavlio. We've got a bright, let's say, if it's 100 deep and 50 wide, then just Mavlio, just including you carry on walking. You don't go all the way down a measure. Vim Lav and Mavlio. So he says to him, so Rav Yosef says to Abaya, who damar ka Acherim? That's not an opinion, that's Acherim. Acherim Yabin Ezra Meir. Right, Tanya, Acherim Omrim Afilu Amok Apayim Rochav Chamishim Mavlio. So that's the first answer that Rav Yosef just basically buffs him off and says, that's not the halacha, that is Rabbi Meir. There's another version to this. I'm Rabbi Yosef. I feel you tell me up, I'm command. Even if it was this other way around, that Rabbi Yosef says, even if it's more than 2,000 amas, who says that you don't have to go down? Right? So sorry, even I feel you tell me up, I'm mama, who says you have to go down? Right? Isn't Tanakam? Tanakam says 100. And Acherim said up to 2,000. This is more than 2,000. So the Gemara says, no, you can't compare. Hatam, there, and Rashi says, what is Hatam Aviyah? Hatam is referring to the Machloket. Hatam, because Ein Chutam Ishkol Yirgneu, Plukta de Rakam Acherim, that Machloket, there, Hilcha Kevin de Chazil Yiduch Katzat, Sina Belechumra. That Machloket over there is when the plumb line doesn't fall down, therefore it's convenient, you can get in, you can walk. Abal Hacha, here we're speaking about more than 2,000 Amas, Bechutam Ishkolet Yored Kenegdo, right? That is when the Chutam Ishkolet falls all the way down straight. It's more than 2,000 amas we spoke about. Right, you aren't able to go down. So if the chut doesn't fall down, if it isn't a direct slope, straight down, but it's going to be a bit of a slant, then ha-ha, what are we talking about? How do you measure? I'm Ravimi, Dalad. Dalad. If you drop the plume ball now, this plume thing now, it doesn't fall down, but it falls a little bit in front of you. Right? So how far does it have to go from you to say that you're still going to do this whole counting before we say that it's too steep? See, if it gets to at least 2-4 amas, see if it's within 2 meters, right? It doesn't drop. It like drops within 2 meters, then the slope is comfortable enough that you can walk down it. And you can do the measuring. Okay, Higela Har. Now we got to the mountain. Up until now we were dealing with the wadi. Higela Har, Mavlivachos Nimratos. Amar Avelo Shalom Ele Bahar Mitlakeit Esher Mitoch Dalit. Mavlivachet Esher Mitoch Chamesh Moredor Medina Yafa. So okay, where have we got this kula that we don't count the actual footsteps and we don't count the mountain going up? Like we said, he said when if the gradient is such that hold on. If you're walking 4 amas, you've gone up 10 tvachim. If it's sharp enough that over 4 amas, let's say over 2 meters, you go up 80 centimeters, right? So that's 40 centimeters a meter. That's pretty sharp. Okay, that's 40% gradient, right? It means that every meter, you're going 40 centimeters, a 40% gradient, very, 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 very steep. In a case like that, you just make an assumption, Kodere Tahar. If it's 10 tfachim over 5 amas, so then you can already walk it. Then you must walk it, and you've got to measure the whole thing, the up and the down, the whole story. That is what Rava says in the first limud. So Amar Rava, the Mishnah said there. Remember the Mishnah said, "Higel Har Mavlio." So then he's when's that? Rava says, if it's 10 within 4, steep enough. But 10 within 5, then you measure it nicely. Vunibrei Rav Nata al Matle Kula. Vunibrei Rav Nata. He's got a different limud altogether. He learns this Mishnah completely lekula, right? And what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that you arrive at this mountain, you just absorb it. He says like this. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, what does it mean, Lekula? Bahar Meshupa, a sloping mountain. Vuhu deba'inan havla'a or kidur. Now you've got to either measure it in that special way or just go right through it. Aval bezakuf omer ba'alma. But if it's a steep one, you just make assumptions. So in other words, he says the other way around. We gave you 2 choices over here in the first limud, right? Either you koder if it's very steep or you do moded. He says, no. He says, if it's steep, you just make an assumption. You don't do it. Only if it's not steep will you do one of these 2 choices. He says, like this, Amar Rav, and on that, Rav said, Lo Shanu, when did we say that you korderet ahar, elosha lebahar mitlaket asra mitoch hamesh. That when it's asara mitoch hamesh, if it's ten tvachim over five amas, that's when we say that you do the korder, right? Or you measure like that, or you try and go around it. But if it's so steep that it's 10 tvachim within 4 amas, you don't do anything. You just omdov olech, you just make an assumption, you look at it, you say, that seems to me to be 100 amas, and you move on. Big cool of that, right? You don't have to measure. You just got to make an assumption. We have the two different limudim over here. I would imagine that the halacha is with the more makel one. Give me halacha there, please, somebody, since it is Eruvin, and we said the Eruvin here is lakel. Anybody have a halacha? Going, yes.
If a hill is so steep that the plumb line drops straight down without extending 4 cubits, well, I don't know if that's the right
one. No, the next halacha, next one. Anybody? No halacha there? Okay, let's go. Obilal, the Mishnah said like this. Obilavad shlo yetzei chutz mi tchum. Right? You can do all of these things, otherwise you don't end up walking outside the tchum. So it says, my timer, why can't you walk out the tchum? Amrav kahana, gzera shem yomu midat tchum in ba'alakan, like we saw earlier. Right, because people might think that the chum, they'll see you walking, and I think this is what the chum gets up to. Now, imani achol avliya, we said if you aren't able to mavliya, right? What do we say in the Mishnah? We said there in the Mishnah, right? Im eino yachol avliya bezo amar Rav Dostai. If you aren't able to do it, this is Rav Dostai said. This is where the kulas are, as opposed to egla arufa and miklat. How do we do this makadrin? Tachton, we saw the picture already. It says over here, Tachton keneged libo, Elyon keneged margelotav. So if you look over here, the bottom guy has got it opposite his chest. The top guy has got it opposite his chest there. The other way around, right? The bottom guy has it opposite his chest, and the top guy has it by his feet. So if you look, really what we're doing is we're creating a straight line. Because we've got a line there, up, line there, up, line there, up. Now, we aren't walking along the slope. So you've got, can you all see that picture? Right, pretty clear. That's how he does it. Tachton k'nei gribo, elu k'nei magla. So Amar Abaya, Abaya says, naktina. We don't naktina, means we've got a mesora. Ein mekadrin ele b'chevel shel arba amot. He says, when you're doing this mekadrin, if you're measuring right in this angle, use a rope of 4 amas. Why? Because you're standing away from each other. You've got 4 amas at a time. You don't do this when it comes to Eglarufa or Aramiklat. Why? Mipnei Shehen Shel Torah. Okay, we explained earlier because that's a Doraita, we don't do it. Okay, let's quickly just finish. We got 2 minutes here in the Mishnah. Now, when you come to do Midah, you need a proper land surveyor, a Mordeh, according to you. Don't use anybody. So now, what happens over here? If when you're measuring, it turns out over here, if you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, how do you measure? If you measure, if you want to measure the tchum of the town, you do like this. Look at me. You measure at a diagonal. You don't measure straight, right? We want to find 2 points. Let's say I'm standing now facing facing west. So I want to get my southern point and my northern point on either side of the town. Remember, we want to try and broaden the town, make it into a nice big square. So I'm standing in the middle of the town, I move it a diagonal. So I don't count 2,000 amas, I count the 2,000 plus. What was it? The diagonal we said was, I think, a quarter more, something more, 1.25, whatever the case was, you'd count. Let's say if here's 2,000, this would be for me 2,500, let's say. And I count in a diagonal, and I get 2,000, and I make a mark. I then go to the northern point, and I count again in the diagonal, I make a mark. Now, when I want to line up those two marks, the north and southern points, I see that my northern point is out a bit, or my southern point is out a bit, right? That's called riba umiet. So riba lemakom echad, umiet lemakom acher. You went out in one side and in the other side. The Mishnah says over here, shomin lemakom sheriba. You rely, you use, shomin, you listen to, you go with the place you went to the further one. Look at Rashi over here. Shomin lemakom sheriba. Umotzin midak tzav kenegad. Then you move the other point out in line with it. Why? Because we're assuming that why did you do this? Because you didn't stretch your rope properly, and therefore on that side you didn't stretch it properly, on this side you didn't stretch it properly, and therefore. So that seems to be that. Now the Mishnah repeats this halacha. We'll see now. The Gemara is going to ask Kashia why. But Rebbe Lecha, Rebbe Lecha, again, Shemin Rebbe. Va'afilu Eved, afilu Shifcha, even it's a servant. Ne'emani Lomar Adkan Tchum Shabbos. We rely on all of these people to say this is Tchum Shabbos. Why? Shlom Lucha, Vila Davar Lahachmi, El Lahakil. The whole idea over here of Eruv is Lahakil. So anybody tells us that's the Eruv, we rely on them, Rashi. Keshegazu Shalom Letzet Chutz Tchum, Lomar Lahachmi, Betchumin, El Lahakil, Betchumin. Therefore, we rely even on Avadim, Moshfachot, Filas, that's the Tchum. Everybody have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.